A Dublin school, which was supposed to become a Gaelcláiste in 2026, has told the Department of Education that it will not proceed with the change, citing staff concerns which have not been addressed. Sing Street's refusal to comply with the decision was communicated to the Department of Education by its patron body, Edmund Rice Schools Trust, at a meeting yesterday. The teachers there have issued a statement via their union, the ASTI, backing the Board of Management decision. Joining us is the Deputy General Secretary of the ASTI, Diarmaid de Boer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Why has the school taken this decision?
Well, the school shares the concerns of the staff. Firstly, that there was no consultation about this. This is a very major change for the staff and for the school community in general. And they heard about this in last September, the day before the department and the Edmund Rice School Trust announced that this decision had been taken. There had been no proper consultation, which is required for a change like this. And since then, there has been no meaningful communication from either the department or from the patron body with the staff. They don't know where this will leave them in terms of upskilling for Irish, or if that's possible or feasible, where their futures lie. And they're concerned both about their own conditions, but also about the community they serve, because this school, Sing Street, is a school with a long history and a very, very good reputation. But it's a school, it's a Jewish school. It is multinationals from all over the world. Some of these children are from very traumatised backgrounds. Some of them are in direct provision. And they are not going to be going to a Gael school. And obviously, while these students may be catered for in a phased out manner, if the plan is introduced, but the future of those community and where those kids come from, they're taking what's a very, very good asset for them. It's a school that brings them out of trouble, that has great achievements with kids from disadvantaged backgrounds. They're probably the best performing school in the country in terms of the Young Scientist Exhibition in the last decade. And this is dealing with kids, as I say, often who are traumatised, who are in difficult circumstances. So the staff are very concerned about that, but they're also concerned about the fact that basically nobody's been talking to them about a decision which would have quite dramatic effects on their lives and their working lives.
How do you know, has the Department of Education responded to the school saying to it, listen, we can't do this?
We don't know. The department haven't talked to us or haven't made anything public. The patron, we knew they were having a meeting with the department. We asked them to inform us immediately what happened at that meeting. And they've issued a statement saying they had a very productive meeting, and they say they put the staff concerns and other concerns to the department. And then they've told us they'll meet with us after the midterm break. Now, I don't think the staff want to wait for that or to find out. We would like to hear, and we would like a meeting urgently with the department and with the patron body. But at this stage, you know, people are in the dark whether people are going to pay any attention to this, the board's decision, which is to not, certainly in 2026, that there's no prospect, the board are saying, for practical reasons, for this change to go ahead in 2026. And there certainly has to be meaningful consultation and explanation as to why this is happening and what the consequences will be. The staff have made it very clear that they are more than willing to switch to a co-educational model.
Right, that was the other proposal, and they say they will go ahead with that. Is that the case?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
And that has worked with other schools in the area who may be experiencing difficulties in recruiting students. The single-sex model is not as popular as it used to be. But this, as I say, this school serves a particular community who will be excluded effectively from by the creation of a Gaelcláiste. And the staff are totally behind the notion of a Gaelcláiste somewhere in the area.
Yeah,
but
can
not
I ask you about that? Because I know those who supported the change say that there is a demand for a Gaelscoil in the area.
And if there's a demand for a Gaelscoil in the area, then let's create a Gaelscoil, a Gaelcláiste. But it doesn't have to be by taking over a school that provides very necessary supports to a particular community here. That the Gaelcláiste could be somewhere else. Now, I know it's difficult to find places in this part of Dublin.
I mean, this is it. We're talking about a very built-up area.
We are talking about a built-up and, I suppose, a gentrified area. And so prices are high. But if there is this demand, the department, it's incumbent on the department to meet the demand, but not to meet it by by removing, as I say, a service to a community that needs this service. Mm-hmm. And as I've said, and I visit schools all the time, you know, in my job, and you walk into some schools and you know immediately this school, it works. You can see the relationship between the children and the teachers. You can see just the atmosphere in the school. And this is a particularly good one. And as I said, dealing with, you know, children from backgrounds that might cause them to have difficulties in school.
All right.
But I mean, I'm not saying none of them do, but they do very, very good work. And I think they feel betrayed for the work that they've put in. And they're all very dedicated to the school and the community.
All right.
It would be a terrible pity if that was lost.
We'll have to leave it there. Dermot de Poer of the ASTI, thank you for talking to us.